Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Holbrook reporting in the holiday forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today we should see mostly cloudy skies with a high near 53. Winds could gust as high as 30 miles an hour. Tonight cloudy with a low around 21. Thanksgiving Day mostly cloudy through mid-morning, then gradual clearing with a high near 28. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 14, and on Friday, partly sunny with a high near 33. And in the news for today, on Wednesday, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources announced it is abandoning its efforts to develop regulations that would reduce nitrate pollution in drinking water caused by manure and commercial fertilizer runoff. The new regulations would have established performance standards for agriculture and municipalities to protect human health and water quality, which would include practices to avoid applying manure or nitrogen fertilizer on vulnerable soils during fall when there is no growing crop available to lock up nutrients. Midwest Environmental Advocates has released a statement calling the news a devastating blow for many rural Wisconsin families, especially those who live in areas of the state, including southwest Wisconsin and the Central Sands, where fractured bedrock and shallow soils have led to widespread nitrate pollution of groundwater. The environmental group blamed industrial agricultural groups and their allies in the legislature for creating, quote, obstacles, including arbitrary deadlines and cost limits that significantly complicated and ultimately derailed the process, end quote. Among those was the requirement that blocks the rule if it imposes too high a cost to private industry. That, according to a Wisconsin Examiner report that was available to us this morning. As the Thanksgiving holiday quickly approaches, the rise of COVID-19 cases is once again rising in the state. In Dane County, cases have nearly doubled in the past 3 weeks, prompting health officials to extend a mask order that was set to end this Saturday. Public Health Madison in Dane County said earlier this month they didn't anticipate having to extend the emergency order, but the rate of COVID-19 disease among kids is at an all-time high. Milwaukee County now has more daily COVID-19 infections than it has had all year. There's concern in the county about lagging vaccination rates in older teens who have been eligible for shots much longer than younger kids. Less than half of children ages 12 to 15 are fully vaccinated, and 16 to 17-year-olds just topped the halfway mark. Vernon County COVID remains in a very high level of community spread for the virus. In an update from Wednesday, there were 25 new confirmed cases reported during the past week. There were no deaths reported, but there were 2 new hospitalizations. The Nearly Noon News will be taking a break for the holidays. We will return to reporting on Monday, November 29th. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.